Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
We were a little late tonight. There was some recording problems going on at the studio, so everything's good. So we're really excited to do this show tonight. Tonight's subject, we are the pole shift. It happened in us. And this has been such a fascinating week. So, you know, if you felt edgy, you know, like you wanted to yell at someone, be away from people and crowds and anxious, just know that you didn't lose your mind. You really were going through something, and it was big. Very big. Enormously big. So, all right. I have something here I wanted to share with you. This is from tut.com, and you can go there and sign up, tut.com, for messages from the universe, and I happen to love the work he does. And this, to me, was so appropriate as it fits in to all the energy shifts that we've just been through. If when you laid your head upon your pillow tonight, you could choose to slip into a dream dimension where time would literally expand so much so that you could live out an entire other lifetime within it as a person designed by you from head to toe, even choosing your name, who your parents would be, where every single day you'd be pushed on to greatness, every single challenge would invite you to become more, and all of your dreams could come true, where no matter how things may ever seem, you'd be bathed in love, surrounded by friends, safe and sound in your very own bed, and where upon waking, all that you loved and learned in that lifetime would remain with you, and all that scared and threatened you would only have prepared you for even more love and learning in the near future. Would you choose to go there just for one night? On the condition that during the dream itself, you mustn't have any recollection of how you got there, its purpose, or what might happen next. Of course you would. You're a super cool, happy love thing. which begs the question, how do you know then this isn't that dream? Howling at the moon, the universe. Love this. Again, tut.com, T-U-T. You can sign up for daily, and they insert your name in them. And I really look forward to them every day. But it's good to remember that it's all a dream because it's been pretty it's been pretty intense. Okay. Darling Squirrel sent something out this week, and I was in my other office. And this was from William Linville. And if you want to see this on YouTube, I don't know that it'll make a lot of sense, but if you want to see it on YouTube, you can search What's Happening on July 23rd from the Universe. What's Happening on July 23rd from the Universe, or William Linville, L-I-N-V-I-L-L-E.
That was Monday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know when it came out. I think it came out on, it may have arrived on Monday, but I think it came out a couple of days ahead. Can you entertain these ideas about shifts in the energies of the universe and multiverse? It could be happening tomorrow with Sunday and would affect all of us in some interesting ways. He says scattered particles, chaos, are realigning and things are going to start cracking apart even faster. It helps to watch the video more than once. And I can tell you, you can watch it as many times as you want. For me, I really wasn't listening to him. He's drawing what's going on as much as a member of the team, I happen to know who it was standing right behind me, hand on shoulder, going, okay, reverse spin, counterclockwise spin of the self. Now, in all the work that we do, the soul lifting, the power retrievals, and so on, everything has always been done in the chakras, which are caves, counterclockwise, And there's never any deviation from that. Everything you do, because it's set up in 12 dimensions, blah, 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 long story. You think it's a clock, but it's actually 12 dimensions. And it's imperative that everything is done counterclockwise. I never did understand. Of course, I'm not very good at asking questions. I do have to remember to do that. I just kind of accept that that's the way it's supposed to be. And which, I'm sorry, I'm laughing at myself. But this is kicking into RNA, DNA, reversal of aging. And all these pieces, as I'm sitting there, are clicking into my head with all the things that the team had said and how all this worked. And then the big kicker was the pole shift, that the pole shift essentially was in us. Instead of the Earth going through the pole shift this time of reversal, you know, where we'd have dramatic, you know, destruction and so on and so forth on the planet, it's happening within us. Now, these energies started last Thursday and started ramping up, and the buildup of chaos. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday were rough. Monday was insane. And I was telling Veronica earlier, I ran upstairs to go into channel in my first session. I could not wait to get out of my body. I did not want to be in it. My skin was burning. I felt like I was just going to blow apart. And so to me, it was so exciting to know what this really represents. And, it's, you know, of course, I'm a woman. The reversal of aging got me.
I could use a little of that myself.
Well, we've all been waiting for this one. Opening of strands of RNA and DNA, the breaking apart of religion, of structure, of all of these things involved in all of this. And I was so ecstatic. About the end of my last session, 5:30, I literally had gone through a full cycle, and I was happy as a clam, and everything that looked like a problem was no problem whatsoever. This was the part that was so amazing to me, is that during that whole chaos, things were just overwhelming. When it settled in, all of a sudden, there was total clarity, and I didn't give it another thought. Everything that had bothered me, the anger, this and that, just gone. Unexplainably gone. What about you, Veronica?
Yeah, I worked a lot, and it occurred to me that that's why I loved it so much. Instead of being, I was working a whole lot and changing and going, oh my gosh, people's inners were so magical. So people having a really hard time and changing like mad in the moment, I found was very invigorating, very releasing.
This is what I sense more than anything, and having done sessions since, I would agree with you. To me, the sessions were amazing the whole week. I was just blown away. And last week, too, that in the midst of the chaos, things were more, there was more clarity. There was, everything was amazing. And it made me laugh to think, that no matter what was going on, that, and I'm sure you felt the same way, that things were just unfolding, working, shifting, bigger than normal, more everything than normal. So I loved every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to William Lindell. And I have to say here, I mean, William's a nice guy. I don't align with everything. But this, the moment I put that video on, I was just completely immersed. The team will talk into my head. They don't normally, well, they probably do, but we kind of have an agreement, no touchy-feely when I'm working. And and This was very, this was a whole reassuring stance of now, finally, it's here. And I know the team is going to go into this in more detail, so I don't want to take up too much time here. Okay, what else? Our magnetic shifting. Accelerated DNA shift. And big shifts personally. And this part, I absolutely feel it's happening so fast, I can't imagine. For everyone, certainly in my sphere, especially my own family. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Reversal of aging. The team's been working with that for a very long time. And, you know, of course, me, I was doing backflips when I finally, you know, we've had some great results. But I'm thrilled to see the acceleration of it. Also, people who have been resistant to changing or healing or dealing with their stuff, you may have them in your own experience, and it may be very difficult to watch them as they're kind of beat up a little bit right now. I'm seeing this with some people and their friends, spouses, kids, whatever. The breaking out into, and I do feel this coming because I keep seeing how big everybody is. You, Veronica, it's like, it's amazing to me to see the disguises that we took on this planet.
Yeah, I feel sometimes like I'm shifting around, like I'm big, huge, and small, and in a container and out of the container. I don't know where I am. Big and little.
Yes, exactly. Okay, for you sensitive, it may have been pure hell. And you may still be dealing with the aftermath. And some of you hypersensitive beings, and I know I've talked to some of you, where it was very difficult, or especially for those of you still dealing with feminine rage, it may be coming up one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I pitch over sometimes with the energy shifts. Like, I want to fall over, like, pulp.
Yes, I
don't
understand.
Fall over, but I think about it, you know? It can be awkward if you do that.
So I kind of see this as us being pulled into the multi-universal oneness. It's like the stepchild that finally, you know, gets infused and is being pulled in. And to me, it feels absolutely wonderful. So I'm going to, we started late tonight, so I'm going to go into channel, and I know there are some questions, and I know the team is going to want to talk, so I'll let them decide what they're going to do, Veronica, so.
I'm up for that.
Not that I have a choice.
I have to say I've been laughing a lot also in the middle of all the work.
Yes. All right. Rock and roll, all of you. Had a lot of activity this week, haven't you? Yes, you have. Now, it's a joy to be with all of you and with you, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
All right, so what we want to say for all of you that are listening tonight or any other time, this is what you've been waiting for. Now, we find it rather humorous that everybody was waiting for December of 2012 without realizing that there would be other gifts, in many ways, more important you couldn't just skip into the end. Now, this event has been described by others, not just this man, and predicted thousands of years by others. So, do be aware that this is the beginning of an acceleration that none of you could have imagined. And we know you've all toyed with the idea of how is this going to look? How is this going to happen? And, you know, are we just going to go to sleep for 3 days and wake up? Or, you know, we're going to be changed. What's going to happen here? This acceleration will bring you more clarity than you have ever experienced. The ability to deal with even the trivial, by the way, at warp speed, with nagging little things that have kind of hung out there, things that you may not have wanted to confront or take care of and thought, oh, I don't want to do that. No, that's, I don't want a confrontation. I don't want this or that. Easy. Right away. Boom. Let's take care of it now, 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 now. Where you're able to walk into it without all of the old programming and emotions and just clean and clear. That's the first thing that you should sense also in your communications. Clean and clear. Answers. Clear-sightedness. Now, not so much for the future, because we know that you, none of you are really aware of what the future is going to hold. Oh, you can program and process and visualize and feel the emotions and so on and so forth. But things are moving at such incredible speed and exponentially. And because you're going to be going through such accelerated change, evolution, releasing of the gunk, we'd like to call it, releasing of the stuff that's held you back. So many of you wondered, when am I going to step out there? When is it going to be my turn to get out there? No, I'm here to do something. And you're going to see it very quickly coming in. Oh, I heard about this. I did that. Quick, quick, quick. What we're excited about is that all of you who've been waiting to step out there are going to find that your paths are very accelerated. Synchronicity, some surprises along the way. For some of you who've been making do in certain situations, you may find that they change very quickly. Your higher self is playing a much bigger role with you. And in essence, your journey into overdrive. You've actually all waited for this, prayed for this. Now, can there be some challenges along the way? Yes. Be careful with your electronic devices, please. All right, because you are running very powerful energy right now. And it's a little erratic. A little erratic. Now, Veronica, you run erratic energy sometimes, so you understand what we're talking about.
Yes.
All right. Learn to ground. Don't look like our channel with her big glassy eyes for this week. She looks like she looks like their headlights. Some of you may be having problems sleeping.
Yes.
This may be a challenge while you're going through this. Because you're going to feel, some of you will feel like you're in motion even though you're laying down. The channel described it as kind of feeling like she was going to explode. And that's this sense of movement. And this is what you're feeling is energy and frequency. You're actually feeling your own energy for change. Accelerated. Moving in a direction that makes sense. Not the other direction that keeps you limited. You don't know yet what an enormous event this is. But you will see it unfold very rapidly. Insight, realization, awareness of your guides and higher selves really interacting in your life more than ever before. Now, that would imply they weren't there before, and the answer is yes, they were always there. It's just that you're now able to sense the hear them. And see manifestations as a result. Your knowing is going to be so much more in tune. And your trusting, which is of tremendous importance. Tremendous. Where before, you may have worried, had fear about things, or been concerned. That energy won't fit any longer. You're going to find that you're very solution-oriented. All right, let's do this and that. Roll up our sleeves and move forward. Fear is going to feel more foreign to you than ever before. Now, in a way, please beware of it. Prior to this event, blue kind of held human consciousness together and limited it. With the reverse and spin, it changes the whole. And you're going to know this maybe subtly at first, but you will get very excited as you begin to see it. You may see it with your children and grandchildren, a certain sense of full knowing of who they are. Knowing of who they are. This is very exciting. Now you've all seen the children that have been coming in and how they're coming in with a totally different frequency, and you can feel it when you're around them. And that's what's being activated and triggered within you. For all those of you who are in more advanced stages where you've always felt that you were kind of wired a little bit more tightly, you know, heavier lineage, this, that, and the other thing, it felt like you just had to drag this stuff around. You will feel now more of a sense of commitment to heal and release. You will finally understand why you need to do it. You will get the bigger picture. You will have a sensing. I'm way more than I realized I was. You see, we can tell you that forever. It won't have the impact that it has when you know it. When you know it. Not from the perspective of ego, but knowing. I am more. There's more of me here than I ever realized before. That sense of flawed, of shame, you're going to feel that that's not as heavy on you anymore. Watch. Pay attention to all of these things. You're going to be very excited. Even though you may be a little nervous right now at the energy. All right, Veronica, you've got questions.
I sure do. You see now, we have I have to roll back. I guess you don't care what order they're in, eh?
Well, no, we don't care what order you've got the you've got them there.
Okay, here's one from Deb of Love Dog Design. Everyone in my world, including me, has felt a deep sense of questioning their worth this week. Is this part of the shift? If the team is going to answer this, don't worry about it. But I don't think you answered this already.
All right. When you go through something like this and you don't have any frame of reference for this, none whatsoever. So, yes, it's possible. Part of it, Deb, is that you didn't know what to do with it. We talk about dominion all the time, having access to resources, the tools to deal with whatever happens. This one came out of the blue. All right? And as the denser energies are breaking apart, remember this is a breaking apart structure. Okay. The negative thought processes, the comparisons, and so on and so forth. You can question who you are because a lot of what you thought you were is falling away. Getting down to bare bones, to the real you. Who knows their place, not only on Earth, in your universe, but in the multiverse, and believes they deserve to be there, you see. For many of you, this is more of a deserving issue than a worth. Now, Deb, we know who you are. And we think that your contributions are wonderful. Wonderful. Be clear for all of you listening that if things got shaken up or have fallen out of your life or changed direction, there's a possibility that it impacted you with this sense of self-worth. Why did that go away? Why did I lose that? Why did that change direction? If I am who I think I am and I have the impact I think I have, that shouldn't have happened. And what we want to say to all of you is many of these changes that are going to happen are happening for your highest good. And this is where you pull trust out of your pocket. You pull trust and you put that card up in front of you that says trust. You're all amazing. Don't ever underestimate that. You came here to have impact and you are. But your sense of worth is going to be more connected to all of creation than just what you see in the mirror or the face on your website or whatever else you may have. However you represent yourself. You're moving more into unity consciousness. And with that comes the sense of the loss of ego. Now, you don't want to lose all your ego. You want a good, healthy, strong, positive ego. However, negative ego, having a hard time holding on right now. Negative ego will get you with better than or less than. Don't forget that. Don't let that get you. All right.
So it's a real release of our identity as we've concocted it, is it?
To a more authentic sense of self, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A more connected sense of self, yes. Seeing yourself woven into everything around you, as opposed to feeling always so separate from everything,
mm-hmm.
which is how you as humans have historically functioned. Now, that being said, sorry, we're in the desert, it's dry by the time. That being said, all right, also, your relationship with God, with Goddess, with all that is, which felt very separate from you. Oh, not to imply that you don't have a relationship, but it felt outside of you. You will pull that in more now. Now, what's that going to do as you feel closer to God, Goddess, all that is? The projections start to shift as well. Your sense of this emptiness that you've all carried as humans that nothing could fill, coming to a planet where you experienced yourself as separate from your source. And as you feel more connected to that source, you don't need to project it onto others. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does. Interesting time. We have another question which relates to this quite well, actually. Are you ready for that?
We are.
Dear team, I am so glad this topic has come up for discussion because I was beginning to think I had a mental health issue. I appear to be going in one direction and this reality is going in the other, and it can be challenging for me. I've noticed changes within myself, changes in my relationships and friends. I'm spending a lot of time on my own, which I quite enjoy. I appear to be isolating from this world. This reality can be painful at times. I know I belong somewhere else. I can get a little impatient at times. It's as though I'm waiting for something big to happen. Do I need to be concerned? It's a good question.
Is that the question? Do I need to be concerned?
Yes.
Oh, no, you do not need to. That's got to be Squirrel. Is that Squirrel?
No, that's Christopher.
Oh, Christopher. No, you don't need to be concerned, Christopher. And you're actually, we thank you for your question. Because we think that you speak for many people who have felt disconnected from Earth, the way that Earth functions, from the harshness. And then, you know, there's a litany of things that you can put under that harshness, where it didn't make sense. You see, you star beings, some of you have stronger soul memory and cellular memory of home than others. That doesn't mean that one of you is better than the other. It's actually better if you came in with amnesia. It wouldn't be so hard. All right? Some of you slipped through the cracks. Some of you slipped through the cracks in terms of feeling. Actually, many of you did. Channel has a friend, and when their friend was 4, she would run around the dining room table saying, I'm not from here, I'm not from here, I'm not from here. So many of you came in. Of course, they all get, as you get older. The sense of needing to pull away, separate. Where we caution you, Christopher, is in not judging. This is the one that can get you all in trouble. Compassionate detachment. You're all here in service. You're doing it whether you're consciously aware of it or not. You're working like crazy in the dream time, and you're in and out of body doing other things. You know, those days when people look at you and go, hey, Christopher, you've left, gone and done something and come back. So, your journey to Earth, your desire to be here, the honor to be here, this is the one we think a lot of you forget, that it is an honor to be on Earth. When people say to you, life is a gift, this lifetime is a gift. You haven't seen the unfoldment yet. Oh, you've been through the rough time. But you haven't seen the unfoldment of what's coming. And we promise you, you'd be very sad if you weren't around to be a part of it. The more love that you can hold, the more compassion. And again, compassionate detachment. Don't try to go fix everybody. But if you hold the resonance, and we talked a few moments ago about what happens with this shift and what's happening to resonance as a result, you're going to find your resonance is going to be more compatible with other people's resonances now. It's not necessarily going to be overnight, but you're going to see an improvement, improvement, improvement. You know, I went to work today, and you know, Tom, all of a sudden, he's talking about this and that. This is a guy I thought didn't think about anything. You're going to start seeing it. So don't give up hope on humanity. That's not what you came to do. When you need your quiet time, your private time, enjoy it. Relish it. But look for all of the things that you see that are right. Not for all the things that you feel are wrong. That alone can make your life experience so much more rich. You're going to see a lot of changes. They aren't all going to be easy, people. But they don't have to impact you. You can use your tools. We've talked about these ad nauseum. Changing your beliefs. People are hard to be around. Well, there's one you want to change right now. All right? Otherwise, you're not going to have very much fun unless you go live on a mountaintop somewhere. And if you choose to, that's all right, too. Certainly not saying you can't. But if you're living in a city, we recommend you change the beliefs. You'll be a lot happier. You are all here as mentors and guides. Whether you do it verbally or energetically, it doesn't matter. And whether you realize it or not, you're all interconnected. Holding a grid. A matrix. Everybody loves that word, a matrix. Of energy, and there are different groups holding different matrices, supporting the shifts. This is what you came to do. Participate in whatever way is comfortable for you. We're not saying go sit in the middle of a big crowd just to prove you can do it. Okay, I'm going to hum and tone and hold energy for all these people. No! That's not going to be comfortable for you. We don't want you to self-sacrifice. But be aware. Be conscious. As you walk down your street, drive down the street, go into your office, wherever that may be, or your workplace or your factory, as you throw your trash away, for those that have recycling, and even for those that don't, bless it that wherever it goes to be disposed of, that it will all break down more beautifully, more easily, so that the earth can take it in and regurgitate it into something without causing damage and destruction. Well, I saw that thing on television about all the bottles floating across the Pacific. We know. We know. But don't think for a moment that everything you touch and everything you do doesn't have impact. It does. It does. And if you can focus on that, your life can be beautiful. Don't go into bed at that. Do it because it's what you came to do. And find ways to experience others. To experience others in whatever way works for you. Many people have been isolated quite a bit. That's why we thought it was possible this world. Many people have been isolated quite a bit. Many of you had to, as you prepared for this time now. But there's a clarion call now for all of you. For all of you. To remember your interaction with every single thing, including the trash. Including the trash. The channel has a ritual with the trash. Every little thing that goes out. It's become very important. All right, dear. I have another question.
Yes, this one is from Squirrel.
Oh, good. All right.
Lines up well with the last one. What do you know to be happening with the human DNA, telomeres, brain hemispheres at this time? What is the significance of a counterclockwise magnetic spin? Has the thought changed the plasma and particle composition on Earth, every living entity on Earth, and the entire universe? If so, to what purpose? Is all of this part of a unity consciousness grid, or just more chaos giving us more headaches?
No. All right. So we're not going to go into all the technical things about this. What we will say to you, dear Squirrel, she's our technical one. If you can imagine that the infinite and is integrating everything back into itself. You could call this going home, if you will, all right? Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Just as you are integrating in your child and adolescent and subconscious and unconscious and conscious, etc., everything is integrating back in. The counterclockwise spin is the return home for everything. Again. Yes, are there universes being born? Yes. New ones being born every moment. But again, different. Look at the location of Earth as you look at everything else. A very interesting location, kind of off by itself. An interesting experiment. Multiracial, if you will. And we're not talking about the races that you see on Earth. We're talking about other races. All right? Well, you ended up with interesting DNA. Very interesting. of other races. Others involved in, some invited, some not. Others involved in. And again, everything grows and learns. It doesn't mean that everything is bad or that they did bad things. They were experimenting, and before you judge them, remember what you all did in Atlantis. If Atlantis was a big win, then you might be able to criticize them. But you all carry the sorrow of Atlantis. Now, that's why you have races coming back from the future to try to help. This, for you, is very big. It is the beginning of the changes that have been promised. We promise you. Is everything changing? Not only is it changing physiologically, but it's shifting multidimensionally as well. This is going to accelerate your ability to connect with other versions of yourself and be able to recognize that they are other versions of yourself. And we can hear the question, you mean parallel lifetimes? What do you mean? Everything. Everything. This is where your dominion comes in. To be able to say, I intend to align with the version of myself that has this or that. Or the version of my love, or my child, or my boss, or whoever. And bring it forward, giving you the opportunity to walk in more dominion. The technical aspects, we're all we think are all. The answer to everything is yes. If you can imagine it, it's true. You can't imagine all the rest of it. Again. An exciting time to be on Earth. And Christopher, to you we say this. Remember this show, because it's an important one. This is a turning point. Where you can walk in more dominion and hold it this time. You all tried. I really tried this exercise, and I did this, and I just, damn it, I got home, and my husband made me mad, and I yelled and screamed, and, or what? Okay. This is also a time of awakening to the more of who you are. More than what you've got crammed in this little physical body. That's the reason that the channel read that piece from Tut. It's a dream, people. More than you know, it's a dream. Filled with paradox. Filled with paradox. The importance and the timing of this is beyond your understanding. As you look around at what's going on your planet, the political chaos, the economic chaos,
oh my.
The threat of destruction, those that are now holding mass weapons of destruction, all kinds of things going on, we recommend that you choose every moment. Choose every moment. Remember your magic. remember your magic, everyone. You can have impact. You cannot think small any longer. It won't serve you, and it doesn't serve Earth. You can't think small any longer. You are not just a human on a lone planet called Earth. You are part of something that is so big, it defies description. That's how big it is. Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, universe upon universe upon universe. You exist in so many different places. And you truly don't know. But you do. And those awarenesses will start coming in now. This is not the time to want to leave. It's the time to dig in. Roll up your sleeve, pop up some popcorn. You're in for a ride, a beautiful ride, an exciting ride. This is where you get to use your tools. Sharpen your pencil. All right, any other questions?
No, and we're coming to a close.
All right. Veronica, go ahead and talk about your show.
Well, I think this coming show dovetails beautifully with what you just said. It's called The Book of Alias, who wrote The Book of Theana, and it's a story, or it's a channeled report of his wife who died of a series of cancers, and then the various stages she went through to gather all the aspects of herself and move through universal awarenesses. And it's pretty powerful, but it seems to go right along with what you're saying. That we're
beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's be pretty exciting, and that's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Not just exciting, but, you know, it's a version of what we're talking about with the story.
Beautiful. And then you're on next Thursday as well, just before us. We would like to touch each and every one of you tonight. Calm, do a little integration. Some member of the team or group, because you're all very important. Calm you down a little. Integrate a little better. We hope you're beginning to understand how much you're loved. That you have a purpose, an important one. And that you're just beginning to see now. Doors swing wide open. And your soul and your spirit and your higher self think, come on now, let's go. This is what you came for. And all of your unseen friends, many of you have many different kinds of minds. You're here to save the planet. You're here to help the planet evolve in a way it's never done before. And as we've said before, you're so much more than you know. We love each and every one of you. You as well, Veronica, Seth, wherever you are.
You.
Until we speak with all of you again in this format, the love of the multiverse to all of you. Namaste. Are we on?
Yes. We are.
I'm very confused about time. We came on late. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad we made it through this week. It must have been good because they were flailing hands all over the remember, we really are all one, and we're not only all one on Earth, we're all one everywhere. And I think the thing that the team didn't touch on was, and I could feel it, and I just, is that our judgments and our fears about other races off-planet, I think, are going to shift as well. So, anyway, our love to you. Thank you so much. Remember, we're all one. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back next week, right, Veronica? Yes. All right. Good night, everyone. Blessings. Blessings.
Good night. Good night. Bye-bye. And you too, Jackie. Good night, everyone. Blessings.